I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake has rocked southeastern Turkey and northern Syria Monday, destroying hundreds of buildings and killing hundreds of people. Turkey's president says dozens of people have offered help as the death toll climbs. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan says help has been offered from some 45 countries in the aftermath of the deadly earthquake and powerful, still ongoing aftershocks hitting southeast Turkey and northern Syria. Erdogan adds thousands of people have been injured, many rescued from collapsed structures, explaining because the debris removal efforts are still continuing, we do not know how high the number of dead and injured will be. He adds, our hope is that we recover from this disaster with the least loss of life possible. And I pray that God protects us and all humanity from such natural disasters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov says the country is ready for a possible Russian offensive this month, possibly timed to coincide with the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. Reuters correspondent Zaki Goldman reports.
Ukrainian fighters managed to force Russia to retreat first from the capital, Kyiv, and later from swaths of occupied territory in the east. But Moscow conscripted hundreds of thousands of civilians into what is expected to be a new campaign. Western allies have pledged weapons to help Kyiv resist the expected attack. Reznikov said some of the hardware isn't going to arrive on time, but stated Ukraine was ready and would be able to hold back the attack. But this German-made howitzer in the Donbass is already in the fight. It's staffed by two Ukrainian brothers who trained in Germany and told Reuters that Russian infantry were creeping forward. Reconnaissance relayed coordinates and the brothers fired at the targets. Between lobbing shells at invaders, they shoot texts to their worried parents, reassuring them both sons are still alive and well.
That's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. This is VOA News. China said Monday a decision by the United States to shoot down a balloon that had flown into U.S. airspace was a test of Washington's sincerity in improving and stabilizing U.S.-China relations and its way of handling crises. A U.S. fighter jet shot down the unmanned balloon Saturday as it traveled over the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of South Carolina in the U.S. southeast. The balloon's flight ended after it had traveled for several days across the continental United States. Officials in the U.S. Administration of U.S. President Joe Biden said the balloon was a surveillance aircraft and called its flight over America an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty by China. Officials said the administration took measures to prevent the balloon from gathering any information as it crossed the country. But China is denying those claims, insisting that it was a civilian scientific aircraft that had blown into U.S. airspace by mistake. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a planned visit to China over the weekend as a result of the incident. Singapore University political science professor Jia Yun-jong said it is up to the leaders of both nations to determine how much they'll let this incident deepen the diplomatic rift between the two nations.
The question is, how much and how far are the leaderships on both sides willing to tolerate escalation? And how confident are they in escalation not going out of control? Part of the whole reason for the Blinken visit was to make sure there would be communication, a restart of communications that has been broken down precisely to avoid miscalculation and miscommunication. So given that those sorts of talks are not ongoing, the restart of working level communications is not going on, this sort of tit-for-tat could potentially go awry.
Prosecutors Monday said they'd ordered a probe into suspected corruption and abuse of office in the management of Senegal's anti-COVID war chest. Judicial investigators have been ordered to make a preliminary investigations, Prosecutor Amadi Diouf said in a statement Monday. The affair follows a report in December by the National Audit Office into the so-called COVID-19 Impact Fund. The fund, financed by the state of Senegal and the country's backers, comprises $1.64 billion. More than three-quarters of the fund has so far been spent. An Iranian singer who faces possible prison time for her song that's become an anthem in the ongoing protests shaking the Islamic Republic wept early after seeing she'd won a Grammy. Shirveen Hajipour appeared stunned early on Monday in Iran after hearing Jill Biden, the wife of President Joe Biden, announcing that he won the Grammy's new song for Social Change Special Merit Award for Barai. An online video showed Hajipour in a darkened room wiping tears away after the announcement. There was no immediate reaction in Iranian state media or from government officials to Hajipour's win. The singer is among over 19,600 people arrested amid demonstrations in the country. From Washington.